that one.
Turn that off. I'm not
thank you. No, because it was dreadful. I listened to the last time I sang and it was just absolutely dreadful. Still can't hear myself.
Joined, anyway. Sorry, cough.
That's better.
Very dry throat today. I'm joined in the studio by the fantastic Molly Miller, who writes for the Brentwood Gazette and Gazette Series as well, has a blog with loads and loads of followers on Twitter as well, at Ask Molly Beauty. And she's here today to review loads of new products for the new year. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody! I'm still not hearing myself very well. Oh, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, put the headphones on.
I didn't have the headphones on properly. I've got so much to bring to you today. It's very exciting. But first of all, can I just tell you about my competition that I'm launching for the Essex Chronicle?
Is this to do with a male model?
Yes. Basically, so I write, I've got a page which I write weekly for the Essex Chronicle media group. So my page goes into all the Chronicles and all the Gazettes across Essex. And I've organised this competition to offer one lucky single lady. I can't go into my own competitions, but anyway, one lucky single lady the time of her life on Valentine's Day. Anyway, it launches next week in the paper, and one lucky reader will receive, first of all, from her house on Valentine's Day, she'll be fully made up, sophisticated, not, you know, Barbie style, but anyway, I have to say that because we're in Essex, and she'll be sophisticatedly made up from Scarlett and Stone. They're renowned beauty therapists. They're like one of the biggest ones in Great Dunmo, and their hair will be done by Smith & Co as well. And then they will be chauffeur driven, and they'll be chauffeur driven to the Rare Cow in Billericay, which is a beautiful steakhouse, and so on, and then they will be given a 3-course meal, and their date for the night will be Danny Whisker. And he is one of the UK's hottest male models. You just got to go on to my, just Twitter him. I think it's at Dan Whisker, I can't remember. He won the ITV2 Girlfriends. He was the finalist. So out of 100 people, he was chosen to be like the boyfriend, the perfect, you know, boyfriend. And he's a really, really lovely guy. So he'll entertain you.
I'm a Rare Cow. I'll give him a go.
Oh.
And I've got am I allowed to enter that? I'm not, am I?
Yeah, of course you are. It's open from the age of anybody over 18.
Can you 18 stone? Can you imagine you stay like,
do you know
what? On your date for the evening? What?
They've got to email me at molly@askmollybeauty.com. And then they'll be chauffeur driven back home as well.
Yep.
They've got to email me, molly@askmollybeauty.com, no more than 30 words.
Yep.
They've got to be from Essex as well, because last time I did a competition, I had loads of different people, you know, apply from all over the country. And it's open from anybody from the age of 18. And I just think, how lovely would it be if you had like a much older lady that's kind of just a bit really lonely and just wants some company?
That's me. That's my life story. Just don't enter the competition. Let me win it.
Yeah.
He'll have a great time, I tell you.
Oh, do you know what? He's such a nice guy. I've spoken to him on the phone a few times now.
I don't want
now.
To speak to him.
Oh. No, don't be so rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm just saying I would like to sort of sit, while I'm sitting there cutting into my steak, to sort of sit there salivating.
Well, I'm going to have a look at the, because I've not actually been to the Rare Cow, but I've heard lots and lots of good things about it. And it's a big steak restaurant, so I'm looking forward to going there. And but anyway, so that's my competition. But now I've got, now do I go controversial? I'm going controversial today.
Ooh, here we go.
Here we go. I have been sent some diet drinks to review. Now I'm not putting these in the paper. Often a lot of things that I review, I will test. If I don't like them, I won't put them into the paper. This isn't going into the paper. Now the reason being, and I'm really sorry about this, and I don't want to offend the PR companies that send me, I don't personally agree with diet drinks. Now, this one by it's Aspire, and it's sold. Oh, I mean, it's sold everywhere. It's sold in Holland and Barrett and Boots. It has got a lot of added vitamins to it, so that's really good. It's a cranberry fizzy drink. Here, try some. But I know you're very sensitive with caffeine.
Yes.
It has got a really high caffeine content. And this is the thing with these diet drinks. Basically, they just pack a load of caffeine in, so it boosts your metabolism. Now, they claim that it's a 2-week little black dress challenge. Now, I haven't done this purely because they haven't sent me enough for 2 weeks, and I just wouldn't put all that in me. It's got sweeteners in it, and this is what I don't like, is the it's got in its sucralose sweeteners and so on, and I just, it's not a healthy way to lose weight.
I just had a little sip, and it's very. I'm not really keen on fizzy drinks, to be honest. Even if they're, low calorie, which that is 1.9 calories, I think. But it's very sweet. But I have to be careful because I have. I can get a rapid heart. I don't like anything with caffeine in it.
It's got on it. Not suitable for anybody sensitive to caffeine, or not suitable for children, pregnant or lactating women. The thing is that yes, you will lose weight if you drink this for 2 weeks. So for anybody that wants, if you want to lose weight, you don't care so much about what goes in your body, you want to lose weight really quickly, then fine. As soon as you start eating normally or start, drinking normally, it's the weight's just going to come back on again. But in the meantime, you're chucking loads of caffeine in your body. Now, I would rather personally have a cappuccino in the morning. I would rather personally eat clean for 2 weeks, which is what my personal trainer always says, clean. But that's basically just meat and vegetables, for 2 weeks, if you want to lose weight that quickly. Anything you do has got to be like a healthy lifestyle. Diets just don't work. And diet drinks, yes, it may work in the short term, but you're putting a load of rubbish into your body. So I'm really sorry. As I said, I don't want to offend the PRs, but they've sent this to me, and I don't always, I like to have a debate about things.
Yeah.
I personally don't like them. I wouldn't use them. Tasting wise, fine. I mean, it's like a fizzy cranberry drink.
Yeah.
You tasted it, didn't you? What did you
just think? Very, very sweet. It tastes very sweet. It's not, but it's saccharin. I'm presuming it's saccharin in it, but it just tastes very sweet. I mean, the best way, as you know, I've been overweight on and off most of my life. Well, but at the moment I am overweight. But the best diet I've ever found that would be Weight Watchers. I will recommend Slimming World as well. But
Slimming World
because you eat normal food and you eat more of it. And literally, I realise this now. If you want to be slim, you have to be on a more or less a diet for the rest of your life and good eating. It's what you put in your body. I know it sounds really simple, but it's difficult if you have an addiction to food, and people do because it's just one of those things. If you're an emotional eater, but for diet drinks, we're not.
Dieting really, I mean, there shouldn't be a word as diet. It really, if you want to lose weight, just eat less.
Exercise.
But exercise again, I mean, it's like with the exercise, I mean, I exercise for an hour a day, and I'm not skinny or slim or everything because I eat too much. It is 80% of what you put on your plate is what counts towards if you want to look good. But sometimes it isn't always just about looking good, it's about healthy, and that's what I don't like about this is the additives and things like that. I don't like loads and loads of rubbish like that. I mean, but if you're not worried about additives and you do want to just lose your weight quickly and you don't care, then fine, go for it. But beware that the weight will come back on again as soon as you start eating normally. And it's not, I don't think, I would never recommend to take these long term, not with all this caffeine and sweetening it, never.
You won't sleep.
No.
Beauty
products. So first of all, I don't know what to go on to first. I'm going to go on to, the fun, how long have I got before the break? Ads. 2 minutes. Okay, well, I'll get 2 minutes in with the Dr. Lip Original Nipple Balm. Now, I heard about this quite a while ago because one was sent to one of the Towie girls and she tweeted it. I actually sent it to the Towie girl. The PR said, can you pass it on to her, because I knew her, and she tweeted it out, and apparently it sold out really quickly. Basically, this is 100% sebaceous sheep's glands. It's lanolin. That's what it is, 100%.
I've just put that on my mouth.
I know.
I've got sheep gland on my mouth.
You've got sheep glands on
your
mouth.
Well, it's probably no worse than the rest of the makeup I've got on my face. Don't worry.
So, basically, that's what it's derived from.
Yep.
It resembles the oil from the human glands. Now, it's very much similar to the Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream. It retails at £11.50 and it's available from Space NK. And I have got the other stockist. I think it's Cult Beauty off the top of my head.
Is it for women as well? Maybe breastfeeding and sort of
right. Women
nipples?
Can put it on their crack nipples, but it's a multi. It's like Camilla Sands, like that. But it's for makeup purposes. It's amazing. You can put it on your lips. You can put it on your cheeks to give that high shine glow. I have just peeled off all my shellac off my fingers, which I know. Look how bad they are. I've taken off a top layer of my nail. I massage this thing because it's such a good nail cuticle oil. It's good for dry patches on your feet. It's multi-purpose.
Yep.
It's like, as I say, the Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream. You can use it to polish your shoes. You can use it to seal split ends on your hair. You can put a little bit on your brow bone. The list are endless. It's a lovely small tube. This is one that you just carry in your bag all the time.
So that's Dr. Lip.
$11.50.
Okay. Right, we'll be back with Molly in a couple of minutes. Just got to do some travel and some ads. And then we'll have some ads after that. So we're moving on to next.
In this weather, what do you need apart from an umbrella?
Don't with that male model on the 14th of February.
You need weatherproof hairspray.
Oh, right.
Yay, I know. How cool is this? It's Philip Kingsley. And it's basically for, it's for all hair types. It gives lasting control. I used this last Friday night.
Yep.
And we know what the weather we've been having. This is brilliant because it doesn't weigh the hair down. It doesn't make it really, really heavy, which I can't stand that. But it's very good. And it also protects your hair from UV rays. So it's very good to use on holiday as well, especially if you're out skiing. I mean, normally you'd have a ski hat on, but if you're out in the summer sun and, you know, people like to get their winter holidays, this is a brilliant one. I'm just looking to see... Yeah, I'm just looking to see at the price as well. So, sorry, it's $6.95.
Really?
And it's, yeah. And it's
no.
Yeah, which is really good for Philip Kingsley, because Philip Kingsley is one of the top... Trichologist in the world. It's available from www.philipkingsley.co.uk, but as usual, I'll give you all the blurb and everything afterwards. I'll send it all to you. If especially, like, you know, as I say, if your hair goes sort of frizzy, or my hair goes really weird in this weather, it just kind of like it frizzes out, but sometimes it goes a bit better in this weather because it's a bit lang. Anyway, next product up, I'm going to give you the Clarins. Now, this is a brand new launch. It launched on Sunday. It's the Extra Comfort Anti-Pollution Cleansing Cream with mango. It's got shea butter in it. Now, let's have a look. It's £25. It's got jojoba in it, which is very, very moisturising, which is a plant extract. It's got mango in it, which is a plant extract, and which is also an antioxidant. And it's got lemon in it, which is antibacterial. There's a great... What I do is, when I get all this information, obviously, like, they send me their press releases with all what it does on it, but I actually like to go into, there's a fab website, which I'll give you all my little trade secrets now. There's a fab website called Paula's Choice, which I think I mentioned before, and on it has the list of nearly every single ingredient that's put into any beauty or hair product. So you can go in and actually see what it does and how it works, because there's so much blurb sometimes, and I think, well, what does mango do? Why would you put mango in? It's just, you know, it's just a plant or a fruit extract or whatever. So, but anyway, this has also got in it moringa seed, which is known, this is from the press release, known in India as the miracle tree. So again, that helps eliminate traces of pollution. But this is very good because of the mango and the shea. It's very good for dry skin. It's very good for this weather. Brilliant if you work up in the city. Do you want to have a little feel of that?
Yeah, sorry. Put it on my hand. Thank you.
There you go.
And is this to take makeup off, is it?
Or yeah, it's to take makeup off. It's a cleansing cream. But as I say, it only launches on Sunday. It's normally launched at all Clarins counters, all the department stores, so Debenhams, House of Fraser. But yeah, that's a new one.
Excellent. Right, we're going to come back. Okay. Got to quickly just go over and do the ads. Marengo Balm, by the way, is very, very popular at the moment. There's another leading brand. Can't remember the name, but I've seen a lot of it. And it's probably about sort of £30, £40 for a cleansing balm. But it is very, very popular and giving very good results for people as well. Ooh. So, yeah. Right, here we go. Here's some ads. We're joined in the studio by the lovely Ask Molly.
Right, okay, I know I'm short on time. So my next thing is this is going in the paper for next week. It's the Total Detox Body Wash from Heaven, which smells amazing. It's got in it sandalwood, it's got in it, let's have a look, ylang-ylang, asparagus. So now it's funny, but sandalwood is an antioxidant, which, again, I've researched it. Apparently it helps minimise herpes breakouts. But the reason... Sorry.
Not that I need to know that. Smells lovely, though. Thank you.
Yeah, but heavenskincare.com, it's £26.20. They have got a lot more products, which I will bring to you over the next few weeks. Danny Minogue, Kylie Minogue, I think it's Gwyneth Paltrow, they're all big fans of Heaven. And the lady that owns it, Deborah Mitchell, has got like a boutique shop in London.
Yep.
I think it's in Knightsbridge off the top of my head. But anyway, and I love her products. I do. They're very sort of strong on sort of aromatherapy and so on, which I like. Next product is the new Clinique. Now, I haven't got much in the way of press releases for this, so I do apologise. But this is their new Super Defence SPF 20 Daily Moisturiser. It's £39 for 50ml. It's got in it vitamin C and E. It's got in it wheat germ extract, barley and sea whip. Now, I've been Googling this all morning. This is what I do before I come here. So barley is an antioxidant. Now, barley is an antioxidant when it's ingested, but there's no actual proof, I think, that it works when it's put on topically. So it's got its sea whip.
Which, what's sea whip?
Sea whip is an extract from creatures that inhibit the coral reef.
Oh.
It's antibacterial and it's anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
It's also got in it chlorophyll, so like algae, which is very good with antioxidants, and it's anti-inflammatory. So there's lots and lots of good ingredients in here. And it's very lightweight. It's got in it the UVA, UVB protection of SPF 20. Now, you know what I'm like. I prefer to always put a separate SPF on. That's what I prefer to recommend. I don't do it. I never do it. I don't have time to put on a separate SPF in the morning. So this has got it in it. I don't know how much it would cover the whole face, but it gives all-day hydration. Very good. Very good if you're on the skiing, anything like that, and you need something that just helps. This, again, unfortunately, I've not read the press release yet, but it's got the Age Defence Eye Cream,
yep,
which is £30. But again, with all Clinique, I do like Clinique products because they put so much research into their products. That's why I constantly, you know, I feature them a lot. So obviously this has got the UVA, UVB sunscreen and so on. It's a brightening one. I don't know if you want to have a quick look at that.
I think the good thing with Clinique as well, it's got that packaging on it, which always reminds me that it's clinical.
It's clinical.
That's putting it's Clinique. Well, but it does make it always, appear that it's... you know, they spend more on the ingredients than the packaging. Lovely packaging, by the way. And women do love, by what you say, do love our packaging.
We do, yeah. The only thing I don't like about moisturisers with packaging, but again, this is me being really finicky, is I never like them in jars.
Not glass ones. I dropped a glass of the Elemis Clarins a few years ago. My eyes out.
I bought some Creme de la Mer about 3 years ago, and it's so blimmin' expensive. I just bought it purely to, you know, because I wanted to treat myself to what was supposed to be the best one. And it wasn't, by the way. I didn't find one. And as I took it out of my gym bag in the gym, I just smashed the whole pot. That was £200.
Oh, dear.
That wasn't very good at all. I nearly cried. I think I probably did. Right, going on to my favourite face mask. Again, I don't know if I've ever featured this with you before, but this is a multivitamin power recovery mask. Now, I read many, many, many moons ago, about 25 years ago, that Victoria Beckham used this. I've put this as one of my number one products in the paper this week. It's got in it so many vitamins. You've got in it vitamins A, C and E. Again, you've got the algae, the pro vitamins. It's really, really...
Tell us the product.
It's the power multivitamin power recovery mask.
That's it.
So it's a face mask. You put it on and it's like an orange kind of. It's got quite a nice smell to it. But afterwards, I've used this. I've been using this for about 15, 16 years, and your face is just so radiant for the whole day. You can actually. It's got so many potent.
It's Dermalogica, by the way. Dermalogica.
Sorry, Dermalogica. I know.
What is it?
So carried away by it. It's £33.50. It's one of their best sellers. It's probably one of the best selling masks is.
How long would that last for, that tube? It's quite a big tube.
It's a big tube. That would last me about 3 months.
Yeah, well, and how many? Twice a week?
Twice a week, yeah. Maybe less than that, maybe 2 months.
Yep.
Twice a week, something like that. But I just think it is one of the best ones. Okay, I know we've only got 5 minutes. Right, now moving on to Joico, I want to give you some hair products. So KP Revitalax. Revitalux, sorry. Revitalux sounds like a laxative, doesn't it?
It did a little bit, actually.
Revitalux. And the KP Clarifying Shampoo. Okay, so the Clarifying Shampoo. This is what happens when I've only got 5 minutes. Anyway, this is... The shampoo is $13.95 and the Revitalux is $16.95 from Joico Europe. Now, the Clarifying Shampoo, it basically removes all your chlorine and build-up. So if you started thinking, right, this new year I'm going to take up swimming, use this for any kind of build-up. If you've been straightening over Christmas, I've just ruined my hair with the... I haven't straightened it, but I use Velcro rollers. It's better for your hair. But, you know, with all the products that I've put on it and so on, and this... really smell that. It really gives a nice, it just makes your hair, it actually thickens it, I think. It doesn't strip away any of the oils like some clarifying shampoos can do. And this is the, this, again, if you've used so many straighteners and your hair needs that extra moisture in it, then, you know, if you've been highlighting it like I have, this has got in it keratin amino acids, jojoba oil, again, which is very moisturising, aloe extract, which is calming. You literally just apply it to your wet hair, leave it for a few minutes and rinse off, and it just gives your hair an extra boost of hydration. And, I mean, obviously nothing helps split ends. Once they're split, they're split. You've got to have them cut, but this will help just kind of like bind them together so it doesn't look as bad. It makes your hair look a little
and
bit thicker.
And that's Joico. That's J-O-I-C-O.
Yeah, they're very big in the hair. Very, very big in the hair industry. They're normally just sold in professional salons and so on. So they're very, very good. Now, I haven't, again, one of these things, I haven't looked at any of the prices on this, and I'm hoping to find it in here, because I've literally received this as I came, as I was driving off, the postman just kind of ran up with this parcel for me, and it's the Bare Minerals Purely Nourishing Moisturiser for Normal to Dry Skin. Again, it's got their, what I always call it, their Active Soil Complex in it, which has got basically a lot of different antioxidants in it. So especially like when you're in the city, you need that barrier. You get all those fumes and everything else that can clog up. I mean, look at that. I mean, you can hold in. I've got a massive spot on the side of my face. And, you know, I'm a picker. So,
just if you're eating your sandwiches at lunchtime, just think
not a picker, squeezer. But this has got in it vitamins A, C, and E. It's got in it olive oil, so very, very moisturising. The firming ingredients are Spilanthus acmella flower extract, which basically means nothing to me, but it's a firming extract. It doesn't.
Just in case you wanted that bit of information there, you just said it means nothing to me. Nothing.
It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything to me, but it firms. So this is what they're saying, it's a firming extract. Actually, this launched in August 2000. Oh, it's been on the market for quite a while. It's £27. But yeah, so again, that's a nice sort of moisturiser. And then finally for men, Dermalogica again, Daily Defence, a no-nonsense SPF 15 moisturiser. Men, you need your moisturiser. There's so many that don't moisturise.
Yep.
They need a moisturiser. It will keep them, it will preserve them. For, you know.
Well, they're lucky men. They can get wrinkles, and they're distinguished women. Get them, and you're an old hag. Sorry about that, old hag. I lost my voice.